KUUT Gospel Radio. It's a brand new program. It is called No Debt. That's right. You have no debt, although you think you have a debt. But really, you don't. You know, the scripture tells us, owe no man nothing but to love him. And here in America alone, we're made to think that we owe debt that we never incurred. Let me break it down for you. When you go get a car, you get that contract, and you sign that contract, only your signature's on that contract, and no one else's. That's an illegal contract. See, just your signature's on there, no one else. They made you promise to pay something they never gave you. Let me break it down for you. October the 27th, 1977, a law was passed that the FRN, Federal Reserve Notes, as of October 27, 1977, can no longer be used for repayment of debt. And any debt that's incurred that was, I guess, created by Federal Reserve Notes, you have to pay it back in the form in which it was given. So meaning, when you bought that car, they gave you credit. They didn't give you any money. They didn't issue a check. They didn't issue any cash. They didn't issue any green dollars. And so October 27, 1977 said, in order for you to pay that debt back, you got to pay it back in the same form in which it was issued. They gave you credit. You cannot pay back any credit. That means you owe no debt. This is what you need to know. I shared that with you because the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, my people. And pursuant to James versus Kentucky, no law, state, code, rule, policy, or procedure, and I'll use the word mandate, supersedes the United States Constitution. So Bush, Barack, Clinton, Trump cannot even write because the Constitution overrides their law that they just wrote. I said all that to say, the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, said the only legal tender in the United States to pay debt is silver or gold. That's right, my sisters and my brothers, silver or gold. So that house you bought, they never gave you money to buy that house. You just signed a piece of paper that said you promised to give them, but they never gave you. Although you may have put down $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 in Federal Reserve notes, they never gave you any money. That's an illegal contract. That's treason. That's fraud. It was committed against you, the American citizen. We are to owe no man nothing. You're listening to KUUT No Debt Program. Okay, my people, I need you to understand that green dollar, that Federal Reserve note that we use to pay our bills, it's just a promissory note, and it tells you that in plain English on the front of it. And a promissory note is just something that somebody says you promise to pay. That green dollar has no value to it at all. Toilet paper is worth more than the green dollar. And so when they sold you your house, they sold you your car, they knew, mainly the banks, the brokerage company, they knew good and well that they gave you no money. And that they're frauding you to make you believe you owe them $250,000, this is on the house, $80,000 on the car. It's fraud. It's treason. It's wrong. You owe no debt. And so that house is paid for because you were defrauded. You were led to believe you owe the debt. You were led to believe they gave you money and they gave you nada, nothing. I just got this letter in from our sponsor. As a matter of fact, our sponsor for this program is Naheem Council of Law Office. Here's a testimony from Naheem Council Law Office. They just sent this to us. In May of 2019, they sent a notice of true bill to a certain state child support agency. They had a client who owed over $20,000 worth of that child support payment. And that payment went back, that debt went back as far as 1982. Well, when Naheem Council Law picked up this client in 2019, like I said, they sent that state a notice of true bill. In other words, they challenged the debt that they said their client had owed. Well, that was in May of 2019. When the child support agency did not reply, Naheem Council Law Office sent them a default. Well, after the default, that state agency was supposed to send Naheem Council Law Office regarding the zero balance of the supposedly almost $20,000 in back support child payment for his, their client. Well, Naheem Council Law never received the confirmation that the debt was now zero. Well, this year, Naheem Council Law sent that state child support agency a letter of acknowledgement asking to acknowledge what they initiated in 2019 for them to verify that they never received the true bill. Well, they never received a reply from that there. Just yesterday, Naheem Council Law Office contacted us and sent us a letter that that state child support agency sent their client. In other words, they avoided contacting Naheem Council Law Office. They didn't want to reply to them for whatever reason, so they contacted the client. And when they contacted the client, they had told the client this here now, and he sent me that letter, and I want to read that letter to you. And to see this letter, it is just so awesome to see this here. It said, "Dear," I want to use the word client, "this is a response to the recent inquiry to the Division of Child Support Services regarding your child support case," and they give it a number, "with Miss and the mother of that child. It says your inquiry was forwarded to the State Department of Healthcare and Family Services, Division of Child Support Services. It says, a review of our system indicates that your case is closed with our department as of September the 27th, 2019. Let me stop right there. Now, remember, I shared with you they sent the true bill in May of 2019. Here it is now September 2020. And that letter just simply says, as I just stated with you, if they sent it to us, that as of September 27, 2019, your order is not currently being enforced by our department. As a result, we are not a party to any enforcement action since that date, and we would not have balance or payment information subsequent to that date." Wow, people, this is an awesome testimony from Naheem Council of Law and the work that they do for their clients. This state child support agency simply stated as of September 2019, their order for the child support is not currently being enforced anymore by that department. That means that debt was zero. Now, sometime last year, in 2019, September the 28th, 2019, the State Department attempted to attack Naheem Council of Law clients, Social Security. And they said to the Social Security office in the state of California, because they're out here in California. And the letter was a termination of IWO. Well, IWO stands for Income Withholding Support Order. So that means they were going to withhold money from their clients, Social Security, But the order evidently was squashed. And the letter, and I have that letter here with me as well, from the State Department of Health Family Services Division of Child Support Services. I say state because I don't want to mention the name of the state. And it simply says, and it's a X in the box, termination of IWO, next X is for child support enforcement. And it was addressed to the Social Security Administration. I'm like, wow, when I saw this here, and it's from the state, such and such and so and so. And it gives it the date of the person who, and the birth date of the person who was the client, the mother of the child that they had. And the entry date of the order was for support from, I'll say, the month September of 1994. That child was already born in 1981. And it says the total amount to withhold, now this letter was sent to the Social Security Administration. It says total amount to withhold, zero. So all that goes back to all the paperwork that Naheem Counsel's Law Office sent in regarding their client to challenge the supposedly debt that they say their client owed for almost $20,000. They never contacted Naheem Counsel's Law, but they contacted their client, and their client contacted Naheem Counsel's Law. And because Naheem Counsel's Law is one of our sponsors for KDUT, so we air their program, which you're hearing about now. And so I said all that to say this here, my sisters and my brothers, if you have debt of any kind from any amount of years ago, you want to contact Naheem Counsel's Law Office. They will eliminate your debt by the law. Let the law eliminate your debt. This is the paperwork that they sent to us before us, and it has been such a blessing just to see this and to receive this and to share this with the listeners. You're listening to the KDUT No Debt Program, sponsored by Naheem Counsel of Law Office. Give them a call at 951-386-1897 to find out more how you can get them to get the law to eliminate your debt, whether it's a mortgage on your home, a balance on your car, on your boat, on your land, on your jewelry, on that school loan that you took out. You owe no debt. The paperwork is right here. So I'm elated. I'm excited to be able to share this with our listeners on KUUT. So again, give Naheem Counsel's Law Office a call. They will eliminate your debt by the law. And they will win. It's the law. 951-386-1897. Tune in next time, because the next time you tune in here on the KUUT No Debt Program, you're going to learn a whole lot of y'all have your 40 acres in the mule, and you don't even know you got it. That's right. We'll show you how you can enact that as well. So until next time, walk in your blessings this day on KUUT No Debt Program. We pray that you were edified, encouraged, inspired by that which you heard.